of the International Secret Police.
Zero.
Accompanied by Da Hua, son of Si Ring, Speed has disguised himself as a Tibetan shepherd boy, secreted a tiny camera under his yarskin jacket, and gone to the headquarters of the Octopus to snap a picture of the criminal, since Clint expressed the need of one to telephoto to Chief Riley. Clint knows nothing of his nephew's plan until the boys and the camera are found to be missing. Guessing what has happened, Clint, Barney, and La Chaux Si Ring start for the path of the Iron Dagger in the face of a gathering storm.
Step on it, Clint. For all we know, Speed and Dawa might be facing the Octopus right this minute.
Oh, relax, Barney. I'm driving as fast as this road will permit. If we have an accident, we won't be able to help the boys at all.
True, Mr. Barlow. Besides, it may be that the Octopus, or Paul Mounier as I know him, may still be in Lhasa.
Don't think so, Mr. Searing. He said he was going to call on you today, you know. And once he knows you're out of town, he'll beat it back to his castle.
But he would not dare hurt the boy.
It all depends on what they're up to. If he catches Speed with that camera, there's no telling what he'll do.
Well, we'll soon be there, that's some.
I hope we get there before the storm breaks.
You mean them little clouds popping up over the pass are going to make a storm?
Yes, Mr. Dunlop. And the lack of wind this afternoon foretells a very bad storm.
Oh, even the weather's against us.
Yes. The path of the Iron Dagger is known to be a cauldron that brews ugly weather.
Well, the worse the storm, the better for us, perhaps.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you see, Barney? If we break in on the Octopus now, it will arouse his suspicion. If by chance he hasn't discovered the boys yet. But with the storm at our heels, we can say that we were out for a drive. We were near the path when the storm suddenly came up and decided to seek shelter in his castle.
Excellent, Mr. Barlow.
Yeah, if he believes it. But if he don't, I'll take the storm outside compared to the storm inside the castle.
Here, Master. You can see the young shepherd from this window.
Very well. But you had better keep out of sight, Kuan Wu. One of these shepherds may know you.
I do not understand.
You will, later. It looks innocent enough. The sheep, the hounds. But there is only one shepherd boy.
The other must be near. Perhaps he has sought shelter from this wind. It is bitter cold.
Yes, those shepherds will have a taste of a hailstorm before they leave the pass. But where is that other one? I see no sight of him, and this window commands the whole landing field.
Thunder. Is there danger from these storms? Will a lightning strike this path?
Would this castle have stood here for so long if lightning often struck here, Kuan Mu? The danger from these storms, I understand, is from the large hailstorm. But let me tell you, I think there is more danger in this house right now than any storm could bring.
Danger here, Master? Why?
I think that one of those shepherds is Speed Gibbs.
What? But why would he come here to spy upon you? He knows that has gained nothing in the past.
I do not know why he has come, but perhaps we can find out if we can find him.
By the dragon, we must find him. If he is in the castle and should come upon those slaves below, we are lost.
Exactly. But I wonder if it is best to go in search of him or wait for him to come to me.
What's that? That other boy appears to be keeping watch outside.
I have noticed that. Wait. I have it.
What do you mean?
Send word to the guard to bring the other boy here to my laboratory.
Is that not dangerous?
Not at all. And if he is keeping watch, he will attempt to give an alarm when the guard approaches him. That will draw Speed Gibson from wherever he is hiding.
Master, you are very clever.
I know human nature, Kuan Mu. Now give those orders to the guard, then hide yourself behind those drapes. Speed Gibson must not see you. You understand, Kuan Mu?
It's cold in this old castle.
That wind's bad. I'd better hurry and get that picture, else I'll have to give it up. Dawah said once the wind came, the storm would soon follow. Here, as I can figure out, I'm heading for the laboratory, and that's where the octopus probably is. Gosh, it's getting dark. There'll be enough light in the lab to take a picture. Here's another door. Must be close to the lab now, near as I can remember its location. Glad I brought my flashlight along, or I'd be falling over the furniture. Looks kind of spooky, covered with those white sheets like it is.
Namsa!
Hey, that's Star Wall giving the danger signal. They've got him. Somebody's got him. I gotta help him. Golly, a storm's breaking too. Those poor sheep and us, we're in a mess for sure. Oh.
Why, what does this mean?
Paul Meunier.
You know me?
No. I've heard of you.
Come in, boy. Don't stand staring me in the doorway and shut the door, too. How is it that you speak English? I did not know that Tibetan shepherd was so well educated.
Yes.
Ah, that tells me very little. Do not be afraid, boy. Who and what are you?
Where's the other shepherd?
You answer my question by asking another.
Where is he?
Do not worry. He'll be here shortly. You see, I was curious as to why you brought your sheep to my meadow. There are grazing grounds in the valley, much easier to reach, I should think.
Your grass is better.
How did you know? I do not recall seeing you around here before.
My father told me about the meadow. He's been here.
So? And do you not know that I am busy with important work? That I came to this isolated pass so that I would not be disturbed by curious intruders?
We weren't curious. We were just grazing our sheep.
When you knew a storm was in the offing? At least, real shepherds would know that.
Here
is the other shepherd.
Let go of me!
His cursed dog would have bitten me had I not struck him down with my gun.
Speed, I tried to give the alarm, and this beast hurt Campo. For all I know, he may be lying out there dead.
Well, don't worry, Dawah. You're safe, that's the main thing. We'll go see about Campo in a minute.
What shall I do with them, Master? Put them below with the others?
Others?
The guard means my other servants. That will be all, guard. Get back to your post.
But, Master, the wind, it is rising. It grows more cold. Rain is already falling. And with this cold, it will turn into hail. No man can live through a hailstorm without some sort of protection.
Back to your post, I say, and see that I am not disturbed again.
Yes, Master. I obey.
Well, I guess we better go, Mr. Meunier. If we want to get out of the pass before the hail comes, we'd have to hurry.
Yes, and we must first gather the sheep. The storm has scattered them.
One moment, my young friends. It is too late for you to leave my castle.
Well, what do you mean?
The hail will come at any moment. You heard what the guard said. It is impossible to live through it.
Oh, don't worry about us.
But I do worry. I would not think of turning you out in such weather. Even if you are only shepherds.
Huh? But you heard what Dawah called me, didn't you, Mr. Meunier? I'm Speed Gibson of the secret police.
You expect me to believe that?
You mean you don't?
Of course not. I do not know how it is that the Tibetan shepherd speaks English, but I do know you are not Speed Gibson. You look nothing like him.
But I'm disguised, and so is Dawah here.
That is true, Mr. Meunier. Remember, I met you only yesterday evening at the city house of my honored male parent, La Chaux-Tsi Ring.
You have the audacity to pretend you are the son of La Chaux-Tsi Ring, my boy?
It happens to be the truth.
Oh, come now. You cannot expect me to believe that. Supposing your story were true. Last evening, I distinctly remember saying before Speed Gibson and Dawah Tsi-Ring that I would be unable to entertain visitors for several weeks to come, since I was in the midst of an important scientific experiment. Now, two such intelligent boys as Speed and Dawah would have known better than to come here the very next day. No, I cannot believe your story. You're lying.
We are not, sir. I have never told an untruth in my life.
Honest, Mr. Meunier, we're who we say we are.
Granting that you are for the moment, why did you come to my castle? To spy on me?
Why, we came to find out about the story of the Iron Dagger.
What?
Yeah. Don't you remember telling me about the Tibetan legend that says an old iron dagger is stuck in some rock in the past? I thought maybe we could find it by hunting around.
In disguise?
Well, after what you said last night, I thought you might get sore if you saw us in your backyard. So I thought that...
And this iron dagger you mentioned, did you think you would find it in my house?
Your house?
Yes. You gained entrance without my knowledge. You would still be roaming about without my knowledge had I not ordered my guard to bring this other boy to me for questioning.
I'm sorry, Steed. I should never have given the alarm.
Of course you should, Dalwar. Now, you listen to me, Mr. Mounier. If you don't believe us, my uncle could identify it. Get in touch with him.
How? I have no means of communication with Lhasa.
The hail has come.
Yes. And I think that you came here to spy on me and to rob me. Yours shall be the fate of thieves.
What do you mean? What are you going to do with her?
I'm going to turn you out in the hailstorm, my boy. If you wish to search for the iron dagger, you will have plenty of opportunity now.
No, you cannot do that, Mr. Mounier. It would mean death.
You came here without my permission. You shall go by my order. I shall show your countrymen that the word of Paul Mounier is not to be trifled with.
You'll get into plenty of trouble over this. Wait and see.
How? When your bodies are found broken and beaten to the ground by the hail, I shall know nothing about it. Two shepherds, foolish enough to dare the wrath of the elements in the path of the iron dagger, paying for their foolishness with their lives. Too bad, but it is not my fault.
You can't get away with it. Just you wait and see. My uncle will tear this place apart if anything happens to us.
Your uncle, if you have one, is far away. Now come to the door with me.
Let's go, my uncle.
You see, you can do nothing. Here is the door. Another minute and you will be outside.
Okay. Never
open up. Yes, step on it. These hailstones are putting sense in my dog.
Grant Barney! Now, Mr. Mounier, we'll find out if I'm telling the truth.